Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we've got to talk about some of the drama within the Trump administration right now. The rumors are flying, and we are getting so many reports that Kristi Noem potentially is going to be out the door soon and that the Trump administration is looking to replace her. So in this video, we're going to talk about those rumors, about why she could be getting replaced, and also just some of the ridiculous things that she has done and said over the last few weeks. Now, before we get into all of this, really quickly, if you haven't seen me here before, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I have a YouTube channel of my own where I post videos similar to this. There's a link in the description if you want to check it out. I'm like this close to 100,000 subscribers, so it'd mean a lot if you just check it out right down below, excuse me, and hit subscribe. I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate you. On this channel, the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big by uplifting Gen Z voices, punching back against a lot of the MAGA misinformation we hear every single day. So if you want to help us grow and be a part of that community, drum roll, please. All you have to do is hit subscribe down below. We appreciate it. Now, before we get into the actual rumors themselves and where they come from, some of the information we've gotten about what the administration is discussing, let's take a look at two videos recently of Kristi Noem, because maybe it makes more sense now why Kristi Noem is so far up Donald Trump's ass these days if the rumors are true. Take a listen to this.
Hard doing security, and they have been absolutely fantastic. Sir, you made it through hurricane season without a hurricane.
Yeah.
And so FEMA, you kept the hurricanes away. So we appreciate that. And FEMA is deploying resources and dollars 150% faster than ever before. So somebody does have something bad that happens to them, you are immediately there helping them and telling them they have the resources to get back up on their feet.
Donald Trump, you kept the hurricanes away. You did it, sir. You control the weather. Now look, there's a couple different ways to interpret that, especially because everybody around that table just glazes Donald Trump, just says, you know, Donald Trump, you're king, and the only way I'm even able to do the job I do is because you're here. You know, we've heard it over and over again in cabinet meetings like this, but that's like another level of just, you know, sucking up to Donald Trump. This was from that same meeting, or I believe a meeting recently. Take a listen to this.
You've saved hundreds of millions of lives with the cocaine you've blown up in the Caribbean.
Not only is that a war crime, but hundreds of millions of lives. If my math is correct, that's like the entire population of the United States, 325 million maybe. So hundreds of millions of lives. Wow. We just throw out random numbers after, you know, committing war crimes because we're blowing up fishermen in international waters. Absolutely absurd. So let's get into some of this information. Insiders reveal Trump may axe Ice Barbie over secret romance. For Kristi Noem, the price of love may be her job. Donald Trump is reportedly considering firing his Homeland Security Secretary over the problematic employment of her alleged lover boy, Corey Lewandowski, the Bulwark reported on Sunday. Three former DHS officials told the outlet that the president's top advisors are increasingly frustrated with Noem's problematic and married partner, and that for that reason alone, she may soon be shown the door. Quote, things are effed, one former official said of the pair. It's horrible. They're going to destroy this place. I'm just hoping the new secretary gets here in time. Wow. The official said Trump may act in January when Democrat Abigail Spanberger succeeds Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, whom advisors are now quietly floating as a potential replacement for Kristi Noem. Noem, who is married, and her bumbling chief advisor have reportedly denied their alleged relationship, which has been referred to as DC's, quote, worst kept secret. Lewandowski, a former Trump campaign manager, is also known as Noem's gatekeeper, serving as a special government employee who travels with her, weighs in on personal matters, and shapes enforcement. Wow. Okay, so it appears that Kristi Noem is basically having an affair with this guy that she travels around with. I think both of the pairs, at least from what I gather from reading that, are married, or at least certainly Kristi Noem is. And we've also seen, you know, Donald Trump. We've heard rumors that Donald Trump is increasingly frustrated with Kristi Noem for other reasons and people within the administration as a whole, because, you know, every single day they have to run around and just do whatever Trump says. And sometimes that can go a little too far. During their tenure, they faced mounting scrutiny for mismanaging funds. In November, it was reported that the pair ordered 10 Spirit Airline jets before realizing the planes had no engines. DHS officials who warned Noem the purchase was impractical and that hiring additional flight contractors would be far cheaper dug deeper and found that Spirit, which has filed for bankruptcy twice, didn't own the planes in the first place, and the engines would have to be purchased separately, according to the Wall Street Journal. Lewandowski has also spearheaded efforts to replace ICE leadership nationwide with Border Patrol veterans to impose a more heavy-handed military-style approach to Trump's immigration crackdowns, including the hostile operation dubbed Midway Blitz here in Chicago. Because Lewandowski is an unpaid special government employee, he's legally allowed to work only 130 days per year. In August, Axios reported the White House was quietly investigating his gross undercounting of days. Wow. So Kristi Noem and her alleged lover are running around being, you know, complete buffoons, enough so that Donald Trump is upset about it, because everybody in Trump world is, you know, a complete buffoon. But this, I guess, is another level. And we'll see what happens. Some interesting reporting from the Bulwark, especially, you know, with Governor Glenn Youngkin, which, by the way, well, Governor Glenn Youngkin is term limited, but a Democrat is replacing him because, remember, in these past elections a few weeks ago, Democrats swept across the board. One of those states was Virginia, where the soon-to-be governor will be Abigail Spanberger. 10 Boeing jets for Kristi Noem and her second husband, Corey Lewandowski. Nothing for you but the bill. Again, taxpayers are funding all this. Taxpayers are funding paying this guy. Taxpayers are funding, you know, these 10 Spirit Airline jets with no engines. Kristi Noem recently brought Corey Lewandowski along on her work trip to Portland. So even as these rumors fly, this is from October, Corey seems, you know, attached to the hip, to Kristi Noem. These are some funny tweets. Am I missing Corey Lewandowski in this picture of Kristi Noem's happy Christian family? Again, it's been touted as DC's worst kept secret. So Kristi Noem clearly, I guess, cheating here. And we got to listen to this video. This is what corruption looks like. They're stealing money from people's pockets. Kristi Noem is doing some shady crap. Remember when Kristi Noem was making an ad for ICE while riding a horse, which allegedly cost $220 million? Well, that money is tied to a firm of one of her underlings, and her husband, Corey Lewandowski, also worked for them in the past. Take a listen to this.
Only has Secretary Noem been busy filming propaganda ads, she's also been busy cashing in on millions of taxpayer dollars. In fact, Secretary Noem has funneled millions of dollars to a company called the Strategy Group. The Strategy Group helped Secretary Noem win her campaign to become the governor of South Dakota. Corey Lewandowski, her top policy advisor, has worked with the firm. And the company's CEO is married to Secretary Noem's chief spokesperson, Mrs. Trisha McLaughlin. This is what corruption looks like. They're stealing money from the American people's pockets and depositing it into their bank accounts.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better there from Representative Jasmine Crockett. It was so perfectly said. There's no such thing as conflicts of interest anymore. It, like, doesn't exist. The thought that, like, anyone that high up in government, if there was even a whiff over the last 20 years that there was that type of conflict of interest, oh my God, be nonstop news. But now it's the most corrupt shit, excuse my language, we've ever seen. It's just out in the open. And these are stories with all the news we hear. These are stories that are, you know, near the bottom that you're just like, yeah, I mean, sounds like another day in the Trump administration where we're handing taxpayer dollars to a group to run ads. And the only reason we're doing it is because, you know, Kristi Noem has a personal relationship with these people and someone's married to someone else and someone's having sex with someone else. So we'll give taxpayer dollars to them. Absolutely absurd. This is Corey Lewandowski on the Benny Johnson show. Take a listen to this.
Have enforcement at the Super Bowl for the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show?
Benny, there is nowhere that you can provide safe haven to people who are in this country illegally, not the Super Bowl and nowhere else. We will find you. We will apprehend you. We will put you in a detention facility and we will deport you. So know that that is a very real situation under this administration, which is completely contrary to how it used to be. That said, you know, look, the NFL has been so woke for so many years. They finally decided to make a comeback. They finally had people stand up for our great national anthem. But remember, these guys, Colin Kaepernick used to say, well, I wasn't being chosen to play in the NFL team because I was kneeling. No, you sucked. And that's why you weren't being played. You know, that's why no team wanted to pick you up, because they're a business, is the bottom line. And so here's where we are, Benny. I used to love watching NFL games. I used to love watching baseball games. And when sports got into wokeness, I stopped doing it. Now, listen, I still participate in a fantasy football league with some of the guys that I've known for 25 years and, you know, want my players to win. But it's so shameful that they've decided to pick somebody who just seems to hate America so much to represent them at the halftime game.
I think you're going to make a little news here, Corey, in saying that there's going to be ICE enforcement at the Bad Bunny concert at the Super Bowl. That seems to be the rub here. And
it will be everywhere. Bad Bunny plays. Look, if there are illegal aliens, I don't care if it's a concert for Johnny Smith or Bad Bunny or anybody else, we're going to do enforcement everywhere because we're going to make Americans safe. That is a directive from the president.
All right, there are so many ridiculous things just in that little segment alone. First of all, Corey, being someone who's high up in government in whatever capacity, I mean, I don't even really understand what his official title is. He just steals taxpayer money to, like, have sex with Kristi Noem, but whatever. This individual being next to Kristi Noem every single day, I would like that person to be, you know, I don't know, a little more professional on, like, a podcast setting, not be moaning about, you know, football isn't woke or football is too woke. Excuse me. It's like, what are you, a child? But also, like, does this person know that Puerto Rico is in the United States? Like, Bad Bunny, Puerto Rican, you know, the reason Bad Bunny was chosen is because, you know, he's Puerto Rican. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. It's like, I don't even understand what he's raging about. And I'm not sure that there's going to be a bunch of undocumented individuals running around at the Super Bowl. These are people who are completely incompetent. The Family Values Party, multiple sources, married Republican governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, has been having a years-long intimate relationship with former top aide Corey Lewandowski, pictured together and with their respected spouses. I mean, yeah, seems about right to me. Kristi Noem, obviously, I mean, I can't even believe this feels like so long ago, killed her 14-month-old puppy simply because it annoyed her. I'd argue this is what got her out of the VP race when she wrote this book. Noem describes calling Cricket, then using an electronic collar to attempt to bring her under control. Nothing worked. Then on the way home after the hunt, as Noem stopped to talk to a local family, Cricket escaped Noem's truck and attacked the family's chickens, quote, grabbing one chicken at a time, crunching it to death with one bite, then dropping it to attack another. I hated that dog, she wrote. Cricket had proved herself untrainable. At that moment, I realized I had to put her down. It was not a pleasant job, but it had to be done. So, you know, remember shooting her dog and also putting this guy, Thomas Fugazi, in charge of anti-terrorism in the United States. He's 22 years old, and his previous job adventures include being a gardener and I think like working at some like Target or fast food or something. Someone who's definitely qualified to do anti-terrorism at work in the United States. So we'll see if Kristi Noem gets replaced for all this crazy incompetence and madness and cheating on her husband. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you like and subscribe on this video. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. And I will see you in the next video.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.